it catches like the first. We're live. Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate offices. I am Tony.
Adam Baby Tau.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day.
Good day to you, sire. Nicholas Dot
Skates
is in the back.
How we doing? How we doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good. As good.
Good.
Good as good.
That's good.
I'm good. Good as good. And Emmett Otter McMahon is running the cameras and is also in the back.
Hello. Thank you, Tony.
How are you, pal?
You know what? I didn't have the best NBA weekend, but that means that I'm just due for a good one. So let's go.
Did you just take the favorites that won the first two games of the series?
Yeah, I mean, I won the first two. I was crushing the first two games of these series. I was crushing. And then these last two, I have absolutely stunk. So let's get back on
the right
side.
So you're saying
that
the pups have ruined your day.
Yeah, but tonight we're on both the pups, so let's go.
Okay, tonight we are back. We will break down the diamond, the association, the ice. Any pitch tomorrow?
Yeah, a couple matches.
And the pitch.
Yeah. Roman's getting smacked right now, though, unfortunately.
I saw you put that out this morning.
Yeah, I was riding. Felt good about. It was a nice week. 16-4 on the weekend for footy. Oh, so I got a little trigger happy today, and it's not going well.
I did this stupid thing this weekend where I didn't bet any baseball because, you know, I decided that I was going to put all my money on the fucking horses that I know nothing about.
Cyberknife?
Cyberknife, I didn't put any money on.
I thought I was in on Cyberknife.
You put some money on him?
Yeah.
I did not put any money on Rich Price.
Dick Strike.
Rich Strike. I did not put any money on Rich Strike. Did you?
No. After the Lightning lost to Toronto on Friday night, I went nuclear on the Oilers. Rolled that into the Guinos and rolled that into a monster on Texas hockey Saturday night.
Okay.
Maybe the biggest sweat of my life.
Good win.
It went well.
Plus 140 money line, yeah.
Probably because it was big old.
What?
Mm. What?
What? It's good coach.
Good coach.
Bones good, is a good coach.
Absolutely good coaching.
Good
so this weekend, Mavs came back and tied it up.
Yeah. Sixers back.
Sixers came back and tied it up.
Yep.
Warriors took a 2-1 lead. The Bucks took a 2-1 lead. And then every single NHL series that's gone four games already is 2-2.
Yep.
Fucking Pens had a huge win.
Oof. We're a lot of blowouts, too. They're close games until about late second, third period for a lot of these games, and then they turn into blowouts.
Yep, gambling note. So far in the NHL playoffs, I don't have the exact number in front of me, but if you were taking the money line and you're also laying the 1.5 on the puck line, there hasn't been many team wins game does not cover puck line so far.
Reverse puck lines are dead.
Reverse puck lines are absolutely dead.
I know I've said this about 20 times, but okay. I think after last night, that's the end for the Leafs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jack Campbell looked like a sack of potatoes, dude. And I don't know what's going on in that series. Has one game been close? They're either blowout either way, right?
Yeah. Well, no, but the greatest bet going on now for Tampa in the playoffs, if they lose, to win the next game is what now, 16 straight, I believe?
Yep. And they did just that. So now they will go back to Toronto, and we'll see what the Leafs have at home.
Okay. So tonight, what is there, four games, the classic four games in the NHL first?
Four for all these series.
Two games in the NBA. Not a huge slate in the MLB. This afternoon was going to tweet out Baltimore, but there was a huge line move. They ended up winning 6-1. I didn't take that. And then Yankees, Rangers 0-0. Nestor Cortez has a no hitter going through 7.
There you go, Nestor.
Did you take anything today?
Nah.
I was going to take the Orioles because they were minus like 128, I think, and then it moved to 155 in like a matter of 10 minutes. And that was too juicy for me to lay the Royals. How did you do baseball this weekend?
You know what? Saturday, I only really played Corbin Burns getting plus a half against Atlanta. Felt like
did it cover that?
No, they did not. Cunha hit a bomb with two outs in the fifth.
Of course.
And then yesterday, I only had a couple, but those Sunday, the getaway days are
can't do it.
Can't do it.
It's, how did Billy UFCs do?
What's that?
How did Billy UFCs do?
Oddly quiet when you summon for him. I see some dark smoke billowing back here. Maybe he'll appear shortly.
I would assume bad.
Jeez. I would assume that maybe as well. Canelo lost, which I didn't bite or bet or watch that one. Did you?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Okay. Let's get into today. Let's get into tonight. It was a good weekend.
No complaints.
Good weekend for sports betting.
Yeah.
It was a good weekend. Let's start tonight. Where do you want to start?
Probably the ice.
You want to start on the ice tonight?
Yeah, ice feels right.
Okay, we'll start on the ice tonight. Four games, like I said. I forgot my computer, so I'm using my cell phone.
Jeez.
All right, well, before we get to tonight's games, real quick, let's talk about the series as a whole.
Let's do a series recap, please.
Right now, this is one of the games tonight, the Rangers and the Penguins. The series price is at Penguins, obviously, up 2-1 in the series.
Yeah.
The series price is at Penguins, 184, minus 184, and the Rangers are plus 152 currently. The trend would be for the Rangers to win tonight. Every series pretty much has alternated except for Texas Hockey, and Nashville is facing a sweep at the hands of Colorado.
Here's what I'll say just as a gambler. Take everything else out of it. If you think the Rangers are going to win tonight, which ties the series at 2 heading back to New York.
Yes.
You can lay the 118 tonight with the Rangers, or you could potentially take the plus 152 on the series, get better value. If you think they're going to win tonight, obviously the odds for the series are going to go down. But you could get plus money on the series if you think they're going to win. Not that laying 118 is that much either.
Yeah.
That's the first game tonight, or are we talking about Panthers Caps tonight? What series you want to talk about next?
Let's talk about the Carolina Hurricanes and the Boston Bruins. Mm-hmm. Carolina still minus 120 favorites after Boston, two straight at home, tied up. Boston, even money now for the series.
That's 2-2.
You want to win, put Swayman in.
I mean, you weren't lying, Paul.
It should have been. Why, I don't understand why it was never. He's better on the road than he is at home. Like,
well, apparently they thought he couldn't handle it. We'll see. We'll see tomorrow night when he goes in and 20,000 screaming Caniacs.
Yeah,
bees are rolling, though. That's Bergeron and Marchand get rolling. That is a different team, my friend.
How did Chucky McAvoy play yesterday?
I took the day off. He had COVID.
Still testing for COVID in the NHL?
Only if there are signs of it. So only if it has to be either self-reported or he has to have some type of symptoms. But they don't do like daily testing.
This guy self-reported during the playoffs?
Yeah, there's no daily testing going on. So
do the Bruins even want to win?
That's what a lot of people were asking. But I mean, they did. Yeah. So
they fucking almost killed that guy in the penalty box. They wanted to win so bad. Man. What a sell. All time sell. The neck brace. Neck brace onto the cart.
Oh, his neck snapped like a Pez dispenser. They had to put the brace on. The guy was 85 years old and a pane of plexiglass fell on his head.
What a fucking moment that was.
And then that guy got taken out by the ice scraper. Oh, like the
yeah, that game was
ice.
An absolute scene.
The game tonight, Florida Panthers, Washington Capitals. Caps up on the series, 2-1. Another game in Washington tonight. Washington plus 116 on the series. Florida still minus 140. Florida's power play has absolutely stunk so far. Jeez. In the series. Washington's been 4-5.
How's Bob been playing?
It's not all Bob's fault.
But they hang him out to dry. Yeah. That's how they've played all year. Like, Bob doesn't stand
was
on
his Bob
head.
With the Caps before?
No,
Blue Jackets. Blue Jackets and the Flyers.
Who am I thinking?
That.
He was on the Flyers?
Yeah, he started with the Flyers.
Wow.
Yeah, they ruined him.
He was a Blue Jacket legend. They loved Bob.
They signed Brizgalov instead.
Oh, nine piece.
And got rid of Bob.
9-piece, 72. Yeah. Best contract of all time.
Do we think the Panthers are going to... I mean, 194 is...
I'm sitting this one out.
So if you're talking tonight,
I don't. I can't. Yeah. Can't do it.
I gotta go. I have to go with the Florida Panthers to bounce back. They have to do it.
Okay, so Are you going 60 minute or are you laying the juice? How do you?
I don't know. I don't love it because Washington as a dog is very good at home. I think they're like 4-1 in the past five.
They were better as a road team though this year, correct?
They were.
What I would do if I was taking this game is I'd combine Panthers money line with Colorado money line.
That's kind of a play.
Yeah. Just because I don't
hate Florida in regulation. It's -120. We've seen none of these games have been particularly close when it gets down to the stretch. They're pretty much out of reach. So I will go Florida in regulation tonight.
Since he just brought it up, and if you do want to parlay those money lines, do you think Colorado just closes out, puts a bullet in the Preds, takes them out back, fucking puts them out of their misery?
The only
fucking
thing,
where the red fern grows situation,
the
old
only
Yeller.
Thing that would stop me from thinking that is obviously this is the hardest game to win. This is a closeout.
Is Kemper
they say that. Darcy?
Yeah, Kemper is not going. It will be Pavel Francouz.
Darcy Kemper's up?
I tell you what. This is all setting up for...
It's a backup goalie for Colorado. But he
setting up for a nice run for the lads.
He played last game. He faced 20 shots. He stopped 18. So he's got... He kind of, you know...
He got his feet wet?
Yeah, exactly. He felt it a little bit. So Colorado's so damn good.
Yeah, listen. If Louis the King Domingue can stand on his head, Darcy Kemper can stand on his.
Darcy Kemper's out. That's
he's the
issue.
One who's out. It's Pavel Francouz. I'm not saying
Pavel
he can't
do not put fucking Francouz in Louis Domingue territory.
They're best friends.
Nah, it doesn't. Yeah, best friends can be best friends. Louis Domingue is up here.
Francouz and Domingue. Colorado's -50,000 to win the series. Nashville's +5,500. If you have any faith at all, I wouldn't. No. What is it tonight? What are we looking at tonight?
We're 255 for the Avs.
Some spread.
205 for
I don't hate Avs.
Some spread. Some
spread. I'm going to go Avs puck line tonight, and hopefully they just get it done.
All right.
1.5 for -102.
You picking Rangers Pens? Or
you got to go with the Pens. We've been hitting Pens every time.
So
I'm pretty confident that the rest of these series, I am going to keep betting the same team.
Okay. The Penguins?
In every series.
Gumpy's had a much better handle on these than I have. I've been on the wrong side of these flip-flopping trends.
Like, I'm going to stick with the Guinos. I'm obviously going to stick with Texas hockey. I'm going to stick with the Bruins. And I am going to stick with the Wild.
Okay. I have a question. I went out for a hot dog second period. Did Igor just get pulled? Was he a healthy
They pulled
pull?
Him in between periods.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they
so
were
he'll
trying
be back
to,
tonight.
The Gerard Gallant, the coach, said, you know, we wanted to give him a little bit of rest, and you know, felt like the boys in front of him were letting him down a little bit and trying to spark the team, which it did. It did spark the Rangers. They responded, but yeah, Igor will definitely be back in there.
Okay. And is DiOrio or Louis Domingue starting from
Domingue for sure? Although Jari has been practicing now at least, so that's a positive sign. But I still don't, I honestly
Louis
don't think
team,
you'll.
All right?
I don't think you'd see Jari back in this series.
No.
I wouldn't worry about Jari coming.
So which
back.
Side are you this going?
Louis Domingue, Guinos money line. Come on.
Yeah.
Tell you what,
-102 at home.
The way Sid was playing in that fucking third period, it's hard to go against him.
And it was nice to get some secondary scoring from the rest of the lads as well. Erod finally showed up. He's been gone since
You know
December.
What? It was also huge. I think Carter getting that empty netter.
Oh, Carter. Well,
if he can get going.
Am I the only one that thinks Erod looks just like Pascal Dupuis?
No, he's very similar. Very similar player. Pascal a lot more consistent, but Erod had some tendencies there. What else series didn't we talk about?
Well, tonight,
Calgary
Flames and
Stars. Tonight, I will be on Texas hockey. For the series overall, it's Dallas is even money currently. Flames are -120. And for tonight, Texas hockey is
+130
at home. Calgary, -156.
I'd like to know if that
Stars.
If that one fan's going to show up tonight, because if they do.
Bones.
Boobs McGee.
Bones. Bones said, run it back.
Yeah, I mean,
run back that play. I mean, that Otter should only let in one goal. Well, how did that not get fucking?
He was staring at those boots.
Disallowed. He got train wrecked. The guy tapped it in. It was a fucking joke.
Yeah, I think
Texas
I think,
hockey knows.
I think I will take
how
Texas hockey
to play playoff hockey. I've been saying it. And Otter's fucking hot.
I want Texas hockey plus money.
Hell yeah.
Pens are basically even money, and then I will do the fucking Panthers launch.
Oh, you're doing Panthers launch?
As the
combo.
Parlay.
Fuck, Panthers launch parlay.
And fucking, give me the Panthers launches.
The last two series out in the West, Edmonton, the Kings, 4-0
Kings are, that series is over.
Kings plus 195.
What series?
It's tied. What do you
mean? Know. I'm telling you, the Orioles are coming by.
Oh, the Coyotes are back.
They're minus 240 for the series. One. The Kings are plus 195. And then
what is going on there?
The Minnesota Wild and the Blues. The Minnesota Wild are minus 138.
These are all 2-2. Every series tomorrow night is 2-2.
Yep, and the Blues are plus 115. I still have faith in the Blues, but the Wild.
Really?
Are good.
I like the Wild.
The Blues, back end injuries are fucking killing them.
Yeah.
How's Parise playing?
Parise? Yeah.
He's on the Islanders. They just fired their coach.
Oh, no.
Barry Trotz.
Trotzy?
Two consecutive conference finals, and then this season with the COVID season. And the 13-game road trip.
Somehow this isn't the worst firing in Trotz's career. He got fired after he won a Stanley Cup.
He's had a wild run.
What the fuck is going on?
Someone's going to get a good coach, exactly. Though.
He'll be coaching the Flyers.
Could be coaching the Flyers. Could be coaching the Red Wings. Could be coaching Chicago. There's a lot of places where Barry could land.
Okay. All right. Good luck. Good luck tonight.
Good luck, boys.
Good luck.
I mean, it would be nice at one point if the Stars were not the absolute late game.
Let me look at it.
I mean, 9:40 drop is a little early.
Washington's East Coast. Penguins are East Coast. Preds are Central. Preds could be they are. They're both at that time. Can the Stars play someone next series? Maybe Minnesota. No. They're gonna be the late game for till the end, till they're out.
Nah, that's fine. As long as we keep playing, I'll be up.
Let's go to the NBA for tonight. Celtics are at the Bucks. Line is 1. Bucks are up 2-1 in that series. Tough call at the end of last game. Doesn't mean the Celtics were going to win. He had to make all 3 free throws.
He would have, but.
And 4 seconds left. Doesn't mean they would have. Giannis would have fucking came down and just fucking yammed on him.
I mean, Celtics almost won with Tatum not doing absolutely nothing.
I don't think I'm going to touch that one.
Oh, boo.
Over under 212. Mitt, how do you feel about
this? The unders have been hitting in this series.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I'm leaning under, and then I'm taking Boston plus the 1 or money line. I'm going to take a money line, take them plus 1 if they lose by 1.
You on the Celtics?
Yeah. What's that?
You on the Celtics?
I have a – can I interest you in a teaser, my friend?
Maybe.
I have Celtics plus 7.
Okay.
Memphis Grizzlies plus 16.5. What's at minus 125.
Okay.
That is my only play.
I was going to take the Grizz at plus 10.5. I think it's too much. Yes, Jaw is out. But that team has played very good this year without Jaw.
Played without Jaw a lot, too.
Yes,
so
they're
I'm
used to it.
I'm taking Memphis plus the 10 as well, Tony.
Yeah.
Take the 10.5, man.
Clay, Clay really came on the last game.
Yeah. Like the Warriors could.
I mean, this could be a fucking boat race for sure.
There is a thought to tease down to the Warriors.
Sure.
But 16.5 feels like a lot right now.
They did lose by 20 last game.
Yeah. Right. But, you know, how often does that happen 2 games in a row?
Hopefully not a lot because I live bet it last game.
You know what? I'll do your tease.
There you go.
But I will also do Celtics plus the 1 and Grizz plus the 10.5.
Oh. Wow. All right, well, I'll take fucking Celtics money line then. Come on, C's. Needs ya.
There's a boost right now. Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Al Horford to each make 2+3s. I don't trust Al to fucking make 2 threes.
Big Al?
Yes, Big Al.
Big Al will fucking knock it down.
Is that plus like 1,000?
Plus 180.
Fuck no.
Was plus 115, now it's plus 180. By the way, there is the no sweat same game parlay going on at FanDuel. If you want to get in on that, right, Mitt?
Oh yeah,
you know it.
Every Texas day. Hockey is introduced first a basket? Second hashtag.
A second hashtag? That can't be good.
One state, one team.
So it's the same.
Same. It is same as Texas hockey. Just said it.
Hi-ya.
Did they just introduced it?
I mean, I've seen it a few times, but I feel like it needed to
a
be addressed.
A lot of teams.
Fucking one state, one team.
A lot of teams do a playoff hashtag.
Come on, Texas hockey.
The Rangers is like no quitting NY.
Is the Pens still a hashtag let's go Pens?
Yeah. Let's go Pens, baby.
Always will be. You and Connor had a first basket on Saturday?
Oh, maybe the most electric first basket of all time.
How come?
I mean, just the...
You were out with the lads and it hit?
Yeah. And it was like the third possession. Like the Bucks, the Bucks got it, missed. Then the Celtics had it, missed. And then it went back, and then Tatum hit a shot. It was pretty sweet.
I will take, you know, pizza money. I will take...
PJ Tucker hit yesterday.
Do I want...
A little late.
Do I want Jrue Holiday or Grayson Allen? Jrue Holiday really jumped off the board to me. I'll go Jrue Holiday. Taking anything?
Back to the well. Tatum, plus 750. He needs to get going early. Feed him the rock.
And then for the late game, motivational, I'm back basket. Fucking give me Dylan Brooks, plus 700. May you take any first baskets?
No, I will not be. Thank you, though.
Good to see Ja Morant still at plus 850.
That's hilarious. That is absolutely super funny. I would have fell for that.
We know you would have.
Give me...
says Jaws play.
It's fucking in, dude. Give me Clay, plus 600.
Okay.
Come on, lad.
And I think Connor's on... I think he's on Tatum to score 40 and hit 5 as he comes in. Can you hear me yet? Can you hear me yet?
No, not yet.
I do not think he can hear you.
Let me know.
Hello?
Yeah, I can.
Connor, can you hear me?
I got you now.
Are you on Tatum 40 and 5 threes?
Yes, I'm on Tatum 40, 5 threes. It is plus 1365. And then I also am going to go method of first baskets.
I love that you go method.
I love it. But.
Because first basket by itself is just too easy.
It's too easy. Well, so what I've been doing is doing both of them. I'll do the method and then I'll just do the individual. We had Tatum on Saturday night, hit. And I want to take him again, but instead I'm going to take Jaylen Brown, method of first basket. For some reason, only free throw and three-point field goal are up right now.
Okay.
I'm hoping to get it as an other because he just loves that, you know, free throw line jumper.
Yeah, yeah.
So if that comes up, then I'll take other. If it doesn't, then I'm just going to say fuck it and take three-point field goal. And that's plus 2,100.
Okay.
That's what we think. And then, obviously, hammering the money line because it's a win or go home. I mean, no matter what, we're going back to Boston, but it's win or go home, 3-1. We're kind of screwed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, good luck.
Hey, thank you, Tony. Go Seas, baby.
Thank you, Carter.
Come on.
Tomorrow night, Heater minus 3 against Sixers, and Suns are minus 6.5 against the Mavs.
Jeez.
I mean, both these series is whoever's the home team has been.
Heat did not look good, though.
No, they did not.
Sixers are just so good with Embiid.
Mm-hmm. Embiid's really, really good.
Yeah, they can't stop him.
Also, shout out to everybody who bet on the Joker to win the MVP.
Yeah.
Pretty good season for the guy.
Hell yeah.
Pretty good season for the guy. You want to jump in the MLB?
Here we go.
Let's roll through. We will start. Yankees are up 1-0.
No, it's over.
Huh?
No is over.
And the no-no is over. Dodgers are at the Pirates. They are minus 230. Urias is on the mound versus Jose Quintana. I'm not going to touch this game.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Pirates ace.
Huh?
Pirates ace.
It's Quintana the Pirates ace. Well, I'm not sure I would call him.
Knicks got him.
The ace. You going to take the Buccos against the Dodgers?
Oh, the Dodgers.
No. Brewers are... At Cincinnati, Luis Castillo gets his first start of the year.
There we go.
Woodruff is on the mound. They are – it was minus 158 for the game. Did that change?
The Reds did hit on
– I will take – they hit what?
First five.
When?
Saturday.
Yeah, against the Buccos.
Yeah, when Overton was on the mound.
Against the Buccos.
Hell yeah.
I'll be taking the Brewers first five minus the 142. Now,
wow.
Is Woodruff great? No.
Absolutely not. He actually has an over 5 ERA, my friend.
But he either goes scoreless or he'll give out 5.
Don't let Castillo fuck around again.
I'm just saying it's his first start of the year, so.
He's ready. He's amped up.
And it's the Brewers versus the Reds. Actually, my notes are here. This is a 19-10 team versus a 5-23 team.
They've won a couple of late, though. They were 3-20.
Yeah. They won two.
They're getting hot. They're getting hot.
I'll. 142 first five money line with the Brewers.
All right.
You're not taking anything?
No.
Okay.
I would lean with the lad.
Okay. Which
Luke. Castillo.
Yeah, you've I always am a had big a soft. Castillo yeah, fan. I know. Paul Blackburn.
Yeah.
Michael Pineda, Athletics at Tigers.
Come on, Paul.
He had his first bad start of the year last game. Pineda's been okay. Pretty good, actually. Plus one away for the A's on the game line and minus 126 on the Tigers.
Pineda's had a pretty good career of being like.
Sure.
I know just over average.
Yeah. Nice number two starter. Number three starter.
Maybe four.
And the two or three.
He was very three good starter. For the Mariners number three when starter. He came up.
So, wait, you said yep. Are you on the A's again?
I'm absolutely taking Big Dick Blackburn plus a half. First five.
Thought about it. I just can't trust their bats.
I mean, Tigers fucking.
They both stink. I mean, this is not. It's not a great game. Guardians are at the White Sox. Plesac versus Kopech.
Can't do it.
Kopech has been fucking really, really good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lay 190, though, and I'm not going to lay a half.
No, thank you.
Because Cleveland has been the better hitting team. White Sox are still down in the 20s as far as hitting. So nothing here for me.
Me neither, my friend.
Jeff Springs is going against Syndergaard. Jeffy Springs was a one-inning guy and then a two-inning guy and then a three-inning guy his last start.
Opening it up.
And it's actually pitched really, really well. Syndergaard's giving up two or three each start. I'm going to take the plus a half of the Rays here.
All right.
You not doing anything?
I'm going to take the Angels money line.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know about old Jeffy Springs.
We're going to find out. Yeah. Cubs are at the Padres. Hendricks is on the mound. We know how Hendricks does on the road.
What is this line at? It didn't have one.
Mackenzie Gore has been really, really good.
Very good.
First half, we are sitting at minus 170.
Jeez.
On the money line. If you want to lay the half, it's minus 118. I don't want to lay 170. Even though if I had to, I would definitely take the Padres in this situation. But I'm not going to. I didn't touch it.
I'll take them minus a half.
Okay.
Minus 118.
Ooh, laying it with the Padres.
Yeah, I like Gore. He's been very
Me
good.
Me too. I mean, that's the way. Alicia Hernandez is going against Castellanos. It's basically a pick 'em. I'm no thanks.
No.
Phillies are flexing day.
Come on, lad. Score some fucking runs, dude.
Not a chance.
Some runs for the lad.
There's no fucking way.
What do you mean?
Can't do it anymore.
Do what?
He's starting to get better, too.
I've been had by this team too many times.
Have you seen the Phillies record?
What is it?
Not good.
Really?
Oh, hold on. I got to fucking pull it up here. Phillies are 12-16.
Wow. Almost as bad as the Red Sox.
Mariners are 13-16.
Is this the game for flexing?
You're not getting a plus a half.
That is a concern.
But I will take Seattle first five minus 110. The worry here is that Phillies have actually been hitting better.
Yeah. But flexing's fucking dealing.
Sure, sure.
Just score a run.
I mean, I don't feel great about it.
If you can't score runs against fucking Suarez.
I do not feel great about it.
I feel great about it. I love it.
Any chance the Phillies find their pitching?
With Suarez?
Not tonight. I'm saying like.
Oh. Well, the worry is with. I think it all starts with Wheeler. And if Wheeler ain't going good, I mean, good luck.
Because, you know, like, it feels as if. Because there was a year that the Nats won and then the Braves won. Remember the Braves and Nats both were like 20 games under 500 or whatever. Not 20 for the Braves.
Very bad.
But I feel like the Phillies might be that team. Might have a chance because they have the bats. But if they can't figure out the pitching.
Nah.
I may take a flyer on Phillies here to see how things go. But at one point, I'm saying. Not right now.
Huh?
Not going to fucking do it right now. Let's not get fucking crazy.
All right.
But just something to think about. And then Rendon is back to a 260 favorite against Austin Gomer and the Colorado Rockies.
I will lay a half.
Really?
Yeah. Rendon against Gomer pile.
I didn't even look at it because Absolutely. It was such a.
It was minus 150.
No, like I didn't even
140.
Look. But Gomer's not
140?
Bad.
140. Yeah. What?
Gomer's not bad.
Gomer.
Two. Yeah, Gomer.
Are you kidding?
I mean,
me?
I'm not gonna take him. You know I'm a big Gomer guy. I fucking rode him last year.
Yeah.
Especially at home. Rockies at home are fucking where the play.
Rodon's an absolute stud.
He is an absolute dog.
Especially at home.
All right, so I'm on Milwaukee first five money line. Rays first five plus a half. And Seattle First five money line. Ooh. I kind of want to jump in on the Padres with you. I don't know yet. I'll think about it.
You won't. A's first five plus a half. Angels first five money line. Mariners first five money line. Padres first five minus a half. Giants first five minus a half.
Okay. Footy for tomorrow.
Ooh, just a couple games.
Ooh, Danese?
Ooh, no, neither Danese. Both La Liga.
Is fucking Bochum playing?
Bochum came home this weekend. Not too often that happens. Both in La Liga, I'm taking Real Betis money line at Valencia. Both teams haven't been great, but Valencia have not won in seven after a very good start to the season.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take Bilbao money line at Granada.
Bilbao?
Yeah.
Just feel good about it?
I mean, they're just the better team. They haven't been playing great either, but I think both these teams find a way to get the 3 points tomorrow, my friend.
The hell kind of boost is this? Good luck.
Yeah.
Nick?
I was not happy about the boost.
Rangers to win an over 5.5 total goals.
It is following the trends, though, of how these playoff series have gone. They've alternated wins, and the overs have been hitting a lot.
I ain't taking it.
I ain't taking it.
I ain't fucking taking it. Mitt said he already fucking took it, though.
No, Mitt wouldn't do that.
The Rangers are a very hype boy team. That makes sense.
Sure, fucking lefty backstabbing Bruce.
Oh, Igor, dude. Igor.
Oh, that's Bruce's team.
Most casual of all time.
Igor was fucking rattled. Bruce is the most casual Rangers.
How about Bruce calling Nick a casual? That was awesome.
Almost slapped him right in the mouth.
You should have at least face washed him.
I may not be playoffs, a good gambler right now, but I'm damn not a casual.
Cannot be a casual.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. More baseball, more hockey, more NBA.
Hell yeah.
Good time of year, more footy. The Champions League final is set. Still sitting at $2.
Final this weekend.
They still sitting at $2 favorites? That's Liverpool?
More than likely.
Did they, how'd they do this weekend?
Nah, we fucking drew to Tottenham. Probably the,
good result for the Spurs.
Probably the league title gone there.
But City got Haaland?
Yeah, that's a fucking problem. That's the one thing they've really been missing. He's like fucking an out-and-out striker. Which is absurd to say. Oh, it's down. To lift the cup is now minus 180.
Ooh.
So might be able to get
that. It keeps going that way.
We'll get a nice boost on
that. You could probably get it too close to even money.
There we go.
Now we're talking.
On that.
Now we're fucking talking.
On that.
If this is your first time watching, we basically go through the entire slate every day, all day, on everything that you could fucking gamble on.
Hell yeah.
We've been pretty good gamblers, depending on what sport.
For the most part.
YouTube.com/HammerDan.
Dan.
Make sure you subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Da-da-da-da-da. On Twitter and Instagram, @HammerDown. Pretty good accounts.
Good stuff.
Pretty good stuff.
Good stuff.
We'll be back tomorrow, 15 minutes after Pat's show. I hope that everyone wins tonight.
Good luck.
Texas hockey.
And that with that money,
come on,
you make good decisions and it brings you prosperity and happiness.
Smart.
Thank you.
Smart.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.